Blog Talk Radio.
Come here, Chris. Come here. Come here. Stay. Stay.
Hey, mate! We put this thing together!
You are now tuned in to GQ College Radio. Love and length and length and length with your host, Rich Munch. GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Follow me. Yeah. Follow me.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the LA Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it, do it.
I like to welcome all my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace. GQ Palace Radio.
The real question. What do you do? For that do?
Clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
When they hollering about room, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I send it up to the greatest and tell him I'm nice too. Plus push some nice boots and ink roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields, yay. Stuff somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem.
with a gun in your face. When you got one in your waist, just cock back. Hey, I'll come back.
Clap back, back, gon' 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 clap back. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, back, gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, taking the run like Bush is dumb. I'ma find out what M lies is hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse. I could be hotter than your scrubs, mask and gloves, gun hot to burn it. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras. The priest is screaming out. I think I struck the chord with the Christians. But y'all got the freakiest that are on a religion. And God gave me this blessing to handle my business. On these ranks to snitch, just let the need of them kisses. If she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress. And clap that boy like Birdman and Cliff. I got moves all over my dick like I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with the gun in your face?
Cheeky you Palace
Radio. Come on, clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butterbait, Butterbait, Butterbait.
We gon' clap back, back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, back.
GQ Palace Radio, Radio, GQ Palace Radio,
Radio. Buck 89, what's up, baby? Break it down, break it down. Break it down.
GQ Palace,
Radio,
Radio, GQ
Palace, Radio. On my Boston, on my Brooklyn, Brooklyn son, what up?
What's going on, Johnson, Beaver, what's good? Woo, it feels good to be back on the air, but before we get started, I got to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. All right, Dons and Divas, what's good? What's going on tonight? I am your host. Yes, I am back. Rich Money back on Love and Entertainment. I know it's been a minute. I know it's definitely been a minute. But I is back. You know what I'm saying? We're doing bigger and better things. I thought my man Keith KC from Rex and Effect was coming on tonight. He's not coming on this Friday. He'll be on next Friday. He will be on. I do apologize. I know we put the link out for this Friday, but he'll be on next Friday. You understand? You know, I've been a little under the weather, so, you know, there's been a couple of shows that have been repeated, some that haven't been done. You know, a lot of things have been going on. I'm pretty sure y'all know that on Tuesdays now, there is no more GPS, GQ Palace Sports. You know, things happen. Wish everybody the best of luck. In certain situations, sometimes things are good, sometimes they're bad. Sometimes people that you think good things is good when they're not good at all. You know what I mean? But sometimes you got to have that vibe within yourself to know what's the right decision to make and what's the right steps for you to keep going and make it to that next level. You understand what I mean? I also want to give a great big shout out to my mother, you know, Sharon Achibolano. Well, happy birthday, Mom. I know it's been a couple of days now, but I haven't been on the air in a while. Shout out to my family for the family reunion in August. You know, wow, it was a beautiful thing. It's always good to be with the family. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a good thing. Also, September 21st is going down once again at Club Law. Nonstop Media, Superstar Sunday. Once again, it's happening. Coco Chanel, Black C from Junior Mafia, Little C's from Junior Mafia. Your host, DJ Jazzy Joyce, is going down hard body once again. Also, let me fill y'all in on this. Y'all kids, be careful out there. You know, we know school started back and everything. You know what I mean? You still got a lot of knuckleheads out there. But make sure y'all keep hitting those books. Hit those books hard, because it's real hard out here nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you teach that to your young ones. You know what I mean? I understand some parents not putting y'all on a bad note. But, you know, sometimes you got to just take that time out, spend that time with those kids, hit those books. Because that's what it's all about. Tonight is going down hard body once again. You know, we're going to do 1 hour nonstop music. If y'all choose, y'all want to do a general question, I have no problem with that. I see the lines is already flooded, so I have no problem with doing a general question. If y'all press the one as the music playing, I'll come to y'all, see the topic y'all want to discuss. If y'all feel free, y'all want to discuss that topic, then hey, let's make it happen and discuss the topic. If not, you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. That's from 6 to 7. Then from 7 to 8 p.m., we got my man, Bo bombastic and the bombastic in the building. All right, and he gonna let us know what's been going on with him. He's been on the wild a couple of years ago, you know. So I know he's doing a whole lot of things now, bigger and better things. He's definitely taking this industry to the next level. But I'm gonna stop with the talk. We're gonna get into the music. Don't forget, Chief KC from Rex and Effects will not be on this Friday. He will be on next Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. So we're going to get into the music. This is GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Moore.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Hard work pays. Kid Cannon, nigga.
Yeah.
Look, kid can't tell them how it is. Living the street life through the eyes of ghetto kids. Coming up, we never had hot stuff. Life as a shorty, said he beats the rough. And now we kid can't tell them how it is. Living the street life through the eyes of ghetto kids. Coming up, we never had hot stuff.
Kid Cannon,
yeah. Growing up as a kid, I ain't had too much. Wasn't no brother he loved, wasn't no mother he touched. Coming up as a youngster, trying to raise myself. Single mother from the hood, we ain't have no help. It's like my father figure walked out. High school dropouts, and we ain't had no street lights because of y'all shot out. It's red and blue lights, so rats and homies all night. So we stay ducking, no crash units in black and white. Ghetto skies is gray, they ain't all bright. How I'm supposed to walk around like everything alright, you know? Where I'm from, most people don't come, where I'm from, ghetto people don't run. Slugs to your starter cap, yellow when I'm part of that. Home sweet home, the ghetto is where my heart is at. I swear to God, son, y'all just don't know. My mama get high, tell me how I'm supposed to say no. Kid Cannon, tell them how it is. Living the street life through the eyes of ghetto kids. Coming up, we never had hot stuff. Life as a shorty, shitty beats so rough. And now kid Cannon, tell them how it is. Living the street life through the eyes of ghetto kids. Coming up, we never had hot stuff. Living the ghetto life, shitty beats so rough. Growing up tall, my whole life I was taught to be scars. Whether it's beating you down and handling firearms. Whatever's clever, touch me your hands and get severed. It's Kid Cannon, nigga, you spit raps, but mine's better. I'm a go-getter, flow spitter, don't hold my tongue for no one. My elder said I grow up to be a cold killer. So what if I was born with no luck? Sisters like that, I had no choice but to grow up. Throw up your hood if you bangin', it's all good if you slangin'. Hustle up a little cheese until your pinky ring blankin'. It ain't nothing but pots of goals at the end of my road. And it's a long walk and nothing stopping my goals. Fuck the small talk. Outline your body with chalk, cause young guns like me, they make you scared to walk. At night, you cutting corners, trying to walk under the light. Gripping your jewelry tight, hoping it's gonna be alright, nigga. Kid Cannon, tell them how it is. Living the street life through the eyes of ghetto kids. Coming up, we never had hot stuff. Life as a shorty, shitty beat so rough, and now it is. Kid Cannon, tell them how it is. Living the street life through the eyes of ghetto kids. Coming up, we never had hot stuff. Living the ghetto life, shitty beat so rough.
I'm the older G smoke. And drink beer, so I smoke blunts and sip cognac, cause my peers make it seem like it's okay too, like that's a thing to do, but that ain't the way to go. I wanna be on the radio, too late for me though. What I done, I did, way too much to forgive, and that's the way it is. Life's rough, where I come from, you gotta be tough, and if you're weak, what a weak get touched. Black mask, black gloves, I'm showing no love. When I went to school, I'm the only Crip in the rest of Bloods. Damn it, so I get hemmed up every other day by security guards for fighting in the yard. Detention ain't teaching me no lessons. Suspicious, only saying it's okay to do it again. It got me standing up against the wall with my hands cuffed. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough, you know.
Okay. Dayton.
My name ain't Future. be on that loud, boy. Blowing out them clouds, boy. Don't you see this crowd, boy? You can turn me down, boy. I don't play no games, girl. I ain't one of them lames, girl. I don't know your name, but since you all up in my lane, girl. We just gon' get it poppin'. We just gon' get it poppin'. We just gon' get it poppin'. Just like
Orville Redenbacher.
I said we just
gon'
get it poppin'. We just
gon'
get it poppin'. We just gon' get it poppin'. Just like
Orville Redenbacher.
We just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', like
Orville Redenbacher.
I said we just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', like
Orville Redenbacher.
Boy, stop with that lookin', boy, stop with that buggin'. If you do it again, you gon' make them young boys rushin'. I said, girl, stop with that teasin', girl, stop with that actin'. Girl, stop with that frontin', you good look as neat as he's ratchet. I think we smell them dollars, plus we got them bottles. Bad chicks all around us, looking like them models. I think we smell them dollars, plus we got them bottles. Bad chicks all around us, looking like them models. You ain't going to wish, boy. Ballin' up your fist, boy. Look at the way you clinch, boy. You don't wanna get lynched, boy. Say you like my smile, girl. Say you like my style, girl. We just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', like
Orville Redenbacher.
I said we just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', we just gon' get it poppin', just like
Orville Redenbacher.
Boy, stop with that frontin', boy, keep it 100. Say you making these moves, but you know you ain't out hustlin'. I said, girl, stop with them worries, girl, stop with them stories. Jump up on this lap, cause you know I'm in a hurry. I think to get my picture, I'm trying to get riches. If you try to stop me, that'll get you in this shit. I think to get my picture, I'm trying to get riches. If you try to stop me, that'll get you in this shit. Oh, 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 you ain't know it. Oh, 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 you ain't know it. Oh, 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 you ain't know it. Oh, huh? Oh, oh, you ain't know it.
Come on.
Oh, 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 you ain't know it. Oh, 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 you ain't know it. Oh, 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 you ain't know it. Oh, 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 you ain't know it.
Okay.
Most like these. Chris Brown ain't got no boots like these, boots like these, boots like these. Michael Jackson didn't have no boots like these, boots like these, boots like these. Elvis Presley didn't have no boots like these, boots like these, boots like these. Cause these boots here made for the leisure walking. These boots here made for the leisure walking. These boots here made for the leisure walking. Quiet, homie, can't you hear the leisure talking? I'm a grown man on the other CT Palace. In the club, fresh and clean, CEO stack. I got my guy game right, y'all boys all better. Lame Tuesday, try to step on me for a challenge. But I crush ya, treat you like a sucker. Maniac, man, they boy, leisure's a bad mother. Shut your mouth when I show you what this leisure walking about. Down in Memphis, where we make them have to take another ride. When I lace up my boots, it's going down. Music got me feeling like I'm moonwalking through the crowd. Chris Brown ain't got no boots like these.
Nope, nope.
Boots like these.
Nope, nope.
Boots like these. Michael Jackson didn't have no boots like these.
Nope, nope.
Boots like these.
Nope, nope.
Boots like these. Elvis Presley didn't have no boots like these.
Nope, nope.
Boots like these.
Nope, nope.
Boots like these. Cause these boots here made for the leisure walking. These boots here made for the leisure walking. Get what they ask for. Cause I got like a centipede, move like a lizard. You can't a blizzard. The money coming fast, so you know I'm getting richer. You was hating from the jump, you ain't nowhere in the picture. Your pocket's so broke, ain't it many couldn't fix it. It seems like you've been suffering from a self-esteem issue. You mad cause you ain't got no boost like these. Plus I'm all on my chips like nacho cheese. When I hit the dance floor, everybody just free. Cause I got what it took to bring the crowd to his knees. Don't pop, don't drink, don't blow no trees. But I'm glad God blessed me with some boost like these. Chris Brown ain't got no boost like these. Boost like these. Boost like these. Michael Jackson didn't have no boost like these. Boost like these. Boost like these. Elvis Presley didn't have no boost like these. Boost like these. Boost like these. Cause these boosts here made for the leisure walker. These boosts here made for the leisure walker.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why?
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 You don't have the guts to be what you wanna be.
Wanna be?
Wanna be?
Wanna be?
You need people like me. Like me. Like me. Like me. Like me. Like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers, fingers, fingers.
I say that's the bad guy.
Bad guy.
Bad guy.
Bad guy.
Everybody get your hands up.
Let's get dirty.
Everybody get your hands up.
Let's get dirty.
You ain't got- Let's get dirty.
Come on, come on.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Come on.
Yeah. The Surgeon General. The Surgeon General. The Surgeon
General. Young fellas, let's ride.
This is a GQ Tower exclusive.
Enough with the talking. Uh-huh. Mommy, let's get it. Yep. We head now. No one's around. You still with it.
Yep.
Your kitty
yep.
cat calling. I just want to applaud it. Clap it up. Wrap it up. Rock those balls. Said enough with the talking.
Uh-huh.
Mommy, let's get it.
Yep.
We head now. No one's around. You still with it.
Yep.
Your kitty
yep.
cat calling. I just want to applaud it. Clap it up. Wrap it up. Rock those balls. Said enough with the talking.
Uh-huh.
Mommy, let's get it.
Yep.
We head now. No one's around. You still with it.
Yep.
Your kitty
yep.
cat calling. I just want to applaud
uh-huh.
it. Clap it up. Wrap it up. Rock those balls. I mean, ball it. It's whatever, boo. I'ma set it to, yeah, make it edible. I'm a different breed, hope, but incredible. There's no warning, baby, I'm just telling you. We gon' hold it down tonight, in and out, me and you. We gon' make it shine tonight, little change, make it rain. Baby girl, it's kind of night, time is right, drama free. I don't do that drama tonight.
She was asking me to go in,
so I had to put it on her.
Yeah, I gave her what she wanted. Telling me I'm the dude and she'll never let me go.
Drop it low, I'ma pop it slow. I'm about my bread, no problem. Drop a dope ball like the kingdom. But gotta keep a rocker flow. Mama always told me, boy, never trust a hoe. But you something different, but your skills are terrific. How you slide up and down a pole. Damn, I gotta get it, I'm in love with a stripper like T-Pain. But P-Game, show your ass crazy and she's crazy.
She was asking me to go in.
Yeah, I gave her what she wanted.
Now she said he's going. Telling me I'm the dude that she'll never let me go.
Perfect hits, pretty face, perfect lips, nice flat stomach to match, with some perfect hits, shorty irresistible, never seen a measurable, miracles do happen, especially when she physical, the bedroom monster, shorty head game ridiculous, she suck a monster, like licorice, and she conspicuous, at her effing best when they're licking it, happened 5 years ago, can I still remember it, now she my go-getter, go nigga, no nigga, better you try to holler, the verses be no nigga, that's my bottom, but she hustling flow, got a flow for the hustle, superwoman like Little Mo, all I need in this life is it's a freak and I'm a girlfriend. Earth when she's fire, no lying. Money thin at all like the Empire State Building, the cake straight.
She was asking me to go in,
so I had to put it on her.
Yeah, I gave her what she wanted.
Now she
said he's
calling me,
telling me I'm the dude and she'll never let me go.
Yeah, this is
Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich money, do it, do it, do it.
Came up in this party, done sick to shake your body, girl, I'm looking at you.
We only make it.
And I'm usually popping bottles and chilling with a model, but girl, I want you.
We only make it.
No, no one shaking like you, man, nobody shaking like you.
Yeah.
No, nobody shaking like you, no, nobody shaking
what
like you.
What time is it, man?
Body done, think you shake your body, girl, I'm looking at you.
We only make it.
And I'm usually popping bottles and chilling with a model, but girl, I want you.
We only make it.
No, no one's shaking like you, man, nobody shaking like you.
Yeah.
No, nobody shaking like you, no, nobody shaking
what
like you.
What time is it, man?
Chop your ass apart. Talking all that bullshit. Your breath is just like the
can see the in your man. I hate to pull your car. This is the way I live. You know how I'm living. I'm just dealing, hanging with my bro. My thanks. You and Easy keep the smoking on the east. It's smoking, choking. High and low, they say a sick. When you see me, it's the rich killer coming. Get the creep. I'm going ham. I need some treatment. Can't treat my doctor's sick. Take a pull and start to breathing. What's the reason why you changing? Hey, cause my suggestion's changing. L.I.E. is what I'm faking. Say 100, ain't no changing. Man, I need a chick. I'm going crazy.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
What's good, what's good? Black Silk, $2 Tuesday franchise. Don't forget this year, my retirement, stage 48 is going down. I got major celebrities on belt. That's Checkmate for all of you that don't know. I'm chilling with my man Rich Money, GQ Palace, each and every Friday. Y'all know what it is. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
From the front to the back, I'm the light flashing.
CQ Power Radio. CQ Power.
The rap, y'all. The rap, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, your love for the ambassador of R&B, Mr. Chenier.
It's a lights, camera, action. When you walk up in the building and you look at my spine and take a picture with your boyfriend, it's a lights, camera, action. When you walk up in the building and you look at my spine and take a picture with your boyfriend, it's a lights, camera, action. When you walk up in the building and you look at my spine and take a picture with your boyfriend, I see you rolling with your girls now, showing out with your girls now.
That's right.
With your drinks in the air, party like you just don't care. No, girls, they're playing your song. Your song. To move your body all night long. Move your body, baby. Yeah. Know exactly what to do. To make your body move to the groove. Spotlight shining, girl, you shine. Come on. Party lights, city lights. Let's go dance in the crazy light.
Over. Shut it down. I said,
I ever seen. From a different world came to me like a dream. And she was also bad, and I'm the type to bag. Make me your chiropractor, baby girl, I got your back. Tell me if you want to, don't mean another part two. But if broken hearts fuse, I could be part two. True, you've been through it, I don't know about your past, babe. But we could fly you up even to a fast base. Forget the past days, and we could start a clean plate, print a cascade. Okay, so your ex wasn't nothing like you seen. Why you crying for a clown? Don't you know that you a queen? Baby, I'll be your king, and maybe I'll be that thing that eases your pain at night. Keep me within your dreams. The unseen's never noticed, cause the one is blind. You can't see, let me open your eyes and I'ma show you.
All alone, trying to get to know, cause I like to get to know,
cause I like to get to know.
Know you maybe, if your heart allows me, and you maybe. Maybe I can get to know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
get to know.
Somebody wanna think of myself this. To never get confused with any other man that you ever got to choose. Claiming I'm no different, that's just a point of view. They may try to fix the soul, but won't ever fit the shoe. I feel, so tell me something new. Tell me that you hate me, tell me if it's true. And you may act all mad like you're trying to get infused, but you know that deep down you like Tammy, such a fool. Laugh out loud, but yo, I'm serious. And if I offered up some flowers, would you hear a wish? And if I asked for the world, would you share your gift? And if I asked for perfection, would you share a kiss? Say word, I'll be there by today. No matter what the distance, be that what it may. And girl, I make this promise to you, see that what I say come true. Trust you, and I know what's your name.
I see you all alone, trying to get to know, cause I like to get to know,
cause I like to get to know.
Know you maybe, if your heart allow me, and you maybe. Maybe I can get to know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Get to know you.
I see you all alone, just trying to get to know, cause I like to get to know,
cause I like to get to know.
Know you maybe, if your heart allow me, and you maybe. Maybe I can get to know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you, yeah.
Know you maybe,
know you,
get to know.
Intense, these bullets reach your boy scout with my campfire. TDE in sleeping bags, tag. It's a must,
like an armpit, stomping up a mosh pit like a Martian. Swag mob in the Martian, got my dogs and they barking. Lamar locking my go-kart larking. New York, get it popping, king of nothing, we mobbing. Do, 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 do. Tax cuts like W-2s, going too paid like hair touche, 22s on my hip too. Got your girl on her two knees, for some two knees. Literally, I'm reading my rap literally. Most of you rappers is literally trash, you litter. I'm the shit kitty litter, the world freaks when I met her. I met a piece, but better, yo, pun kill that nigga. Nigga, your figures is nothing to jigger, nigga. He bigger, we pulling triggers. You better bounce like a chicka, go get her. Shoot a nigga, I make it flicker. Fuck your bitch, with a metaphor. Why you think I metaphor? Shooting with the metaphor, 4+4. Get him 8 with that 4x4. In the 4x4, 4 doors can afford all 4. 4 chicks in the Ford Focus. Dumb bitch can afford focus. Hocus pocus, when I wrote this. Lyrically ferocious, bullshit. Dude, nigga, holish, rigor mortis. Black kid, nigga, not fair. Carnival, kill him over the air. That's high def, take a picture. New York coming at ya. Spit crack for Lamar, I hold him, fold him. DN like Finn, for citizens who sit and sin at Sin City. Looking for titties, but really I'm on the market for marketing. In my moccasins, nigga, I'm mocking sin. My bars intense, these bullets reach your boy scout with my campfire. TDE in sleeping bags, dag. It's a must, like an armpit, stomping up a mosh pit, like a Martian. Swag mob in the Martian, got my dogs and they barking. Lamar locking my go-kart larking. New York, get it popping, king of nothing, we mobbing. Do, tax cuts like W-2s, going too paid like hair touche, 22s on my hip too. Got your girl on her two knees, for some two knees. Literally, I'm reading my rap literally. Most of you rappers is literally trash, you litter. I'm the shit kitty litter, the world peace when I met her. I met a piece, but better, yo, pun kill that nigga.
Then in the middle of little, did we know that we riddled to middle, didn't do diddly.
Yo, big punisher, I'ma punish him literally. Famous, but I'm aiming, I made it for the famous. Outdated, made up for the latest. I ate him, then I kill him, a villain. I'm chillin', I'm danger with the fame on a mission on a missile, won't miss you, Mr. Lamar. Didn't wanna diss you, tissue, no issue, to the gristle, pistol. I got you, mental defense and a blessing.
Do.
Blessing for the game, I'm insane. I got too many bars in my brain, a gun in the famous. And I aim it, tame it, and I bang it, I'm famous. Latest, you the lamest, I'm heinous, shameless. But I'm famous, the greatest, lyrically, I'm contagious. Patience for the payment, R-rated, gracious, nigga nervous. My verses, hearses, get a nurses, resurface, dermis, epidermis, research.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. My special guest for tonight is Mr. Bo Bostic. We have in the building. Bo, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo! What's going on, Big Bo?
No big problem. It's been a minute. What's up, man?
Yeah, yo, you got a lot of things going on. You got people already calling. My lines is flooded. You doing a lot of things, man.
No doubt. That's the love. I love the back. Let him through, man. Let him through.
We're going to call the first caller right now. We're going to let him through. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You have Bo Bostic on the air right now. Is that something you want to say to him?
Yo, what's up, Bo Bostic? Feeling your music right now. You killing it. Thank God you putting real hip hop back on the map. Man.
I think we spoke around my first album. I think you called me to the radio around my first album, if I remember. I forget your name.
I did.
Yeah, I remember the voice. Tell me your name again.
I go by Queen Cobra, but my real name is Nigel Folks.
Cobra, I remember. Let me tell you something. You've been supporting me the whole time, and that's love. I appreciate that. You've been supporting me for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's been following you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Everything good?
Oh man, it's been like super, man. I'm writing, I'm playing against some beats from somebody, man. Learning the style 52 blocks. Can't tell everybody the whole thing on the radio. I'm studying 52 blocks, planning on writing 2 books about it.
I don't want you to go too far off, but Definitely thank you for calling in, though.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome as always.
I appreciate that.
Hi.
So,
hey.
No phone.
Duh,
let me ask you. Let the people know how you came up with your name, Bo Bostic, because a lot of people's on the line, and I know some of them probably wasn't on before, so let them know how you came up with your name, Bo Bostic.
Actually, I don't even think you know this, Rich. I don't even think you know. My dad's name is Bostic, and my real name is Bo. So I just kept it, man. It's better. I felt it easier to be myself than to try to make up a name and beat somebody else. So, you know, it was easier to just be me.
Yeah, I definitely feel you. Now, I heard some of your new music. I also heard some of your other stuff. And they all fire. And to me, it's different styles. That, which one I was just listening to? Tonight, the Vent.
You also
wrote something about your father. You know, what's the difference between the CD you did before compared to this CD you're doing now?
Oh, man. I feel like I let my man Maurice Nixon down, man. You know, last one I think was like so fierce, man. I was going through a lot. It was just so fierce, man. This one, I really tried to push myself to be different. You know, and so you got a lot of shit going on over there, man. You got a lot of shit going on over there, man.
Yeah, yo, I'm just trying to keep busy, you know what I mean? That's how you gotta do it.
Man.
Gotta try to keep busy,
This one I definitely pushed myself in a different space. It wasn't the norm. Don't get me wrong. People who are both Bostic fans, they get the personal songs. They got the Thank You Father, the Vent that I sent you. We're gonna play that tonight. But some of the stuff like tonight definitely different than what people are used to hearing from me, definitely.
Now, let everybody know, what makes Bo Bostic different from any other MC that's out there?
I don't think I bring something new to the game. I just think I bring something rare. You know, I'm 100% heart. You know, I put my feeling into my music. It's never about like something that I don't feel. So with that being said, I would say that there's not a lot of artists out there that pour their heart into the music. You know, they're either doing it for money or, you know, whatever their reasons are. But for me, I don't think people like me. That makes me different.
Wow. Okay, I definitely feel you on that. You're definitely different. Your style is different. The whole way of how you're doing your music is totally different from a lot of artists that I hear already. We have somebody else on the line that wants to speak to you. Hold on, Bo. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Okay.
Yes,
you are.
What's up? Is I'm on the line?
Absolutely.
Yes, you are.
You are live on the air.
Oh, hi, Bo. It's Simone from the Bronx.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm really excited. This is Simone from the Bronx. Okay, we're going to put you in the movie.
Myself,
ain't nothing, babe. I'm so happy and proud of you. I'm really happy that you're doing your thing up there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's everything. You know, people from hometown who knew me, who seen me grow into, you know, the man I'm trying to be today. That's everything. When y'all say you're proud of me, that's everything to me.
I am so proud of you. And to see your pictures. And I listened to your music, and it's the first time I heard your music, and it sounds good. I didn't know you sang. Wow, you real good. We ain't got no pants.
Cut it out, Rich.
We ain't got no Pam in them.
Shout it out.
That's right. I have to shout it out. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you. I really am.
This is the real me. This is the real me. Whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, this is the real me. Hit me right up. I'll meet you right back.
And believe me, I will. I will do it. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And how's your wife?
I don't
even got on the air.
First of all.
Yeah, let them know, bro.
Let's keep it mute. Now I'm playing. She good.
She good. I know her now. This is how I feel it's up. She got the right thing there. You're the good man. Tell her to keep you. Keep you there.
No doubt. Thanks for following me and supporting me. I appreciate that. You still crazy over there?
Nah, I moved to Brooklyn now. I'm in BK now.
Okay, so, man, you ain't going to be able to wave that thing around 3K like you've been doing in the Bronx.
All right, that's where it started from.
Hit me online, man. Thanks for
calling. All right, later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I thought we was about to do a lot of hip-hop thing going on out here. All right. So, yo, Bo, you know, a lot of artists, they write about, most of the artists write about their mother. You wrote about your father.
Yeah, man. My father, my brother, those are like my first heroes. You know, my pops at home, he do all the cooking, cleaning. You know, I learned from my pops without him saying, do this or do that. I learned a lot from him. You know, how to be a man to man, even if you're not the richest or you know, the most famous. The other men still respect you for how you carry yourself. And people, you know, people tell me that. Like, the people who call into the radio or see me in the street, they tell me that. And you know, I'm definitely fortunate to have my pops in my life. Definitely. Absolutely.
All right. My line is flooded. We have another caller for you, so this time we're
going to
bring them in. We just going to bring them in. Hello, caller, state your name and where you're from.
Hello, this is Tommy Video from New York City.
All right, you're on the air with Bo Bostic?
Yes.
I missed the name.
I can't hear you.
What's your name again?
This is Diamond Video.
Oh, Diamond, what's up?
Oh.
What's up? It's been a minute. Yo, Rich, man, we got those people who supported me before rap, man, for day one calling in, man. Years later, you can't buy that, man.
Wow.
You can't buy that, man. What's up? You got, like, people supporting me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, that's great. No, I just wanted to call in real quick, give you a shout-out, and been following you with what you've been doing in Florida. Especially moving up, and you're doing a lot more than you're doing here in the Bronx. So that's good.
No doubt. I'm always keep it moving, but it's definitely don't ever think that I don't remember you. You know.
Okay, just remember I got video clips in my vault.
You gotta do a trip. One more time.
I said, just remember I have video clips of you in my vault.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Uh-oh. I don't know if that's blackmail or what, but absolutely. Absolutely. She videotaped a lot of my shows, a lot of my, you know, little open mics when I was running around New York. She videotaped a lot of that stuff. She got me like, we never finished that video. That's a whole nother conversation we can talk about. Thanks for calling in.
The gentleman was laughing. He's probably like, I hear a story in that one. You know, but anyway, I got a lot, you know, I'm always busy myself. So I just wanted to give you acknowledgement to what you're doing. I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that, Diamond. I love you. Take care.
Same here. You too.
Yo, Bo, you know what? Before we even continue, the people start calling in. I want to get into your single, Thank You, Father.
Thank You, Father. Okay. We can definitely get into
all
that
right.
one.
And, you know, let the people know, you know, what we already know, but let them know, because I see some more people just calling. What inspired you to write that song, Thank You, Father?
My father. When I was in the foster home, my father was the person who came and got us out of the foster home, and he's been with me ever since. When all of my older siblings were gone, I spent a lot of time learning from my father, one of the best men I know, man. This is for the people, y'all. Me and Rich talk all the time, so we're doing this for the people right now. Here come Thank You, Father.
For sure.
You were there for me. You stood tall in the rain.
Pyro track.
Phone, you won't hear from a man thanking another man for doing all that he can, for voiding the cops, for not getting shot. For every meal that was hot, I gotta thank my pops for making sure there ain't a meal I was missing. Watching me play ball out the window of the kitchen, for saving test scores that I got in grade one to make me remember he proud of his son. For every time he said, if there's a key, you can get it. My house is your house, and don't you forget it. For every time we sat back and had a laugh. This is all I got, son, but here go half. For being around me before I was a starter, showing your face when life was harder. This is for every man who never had the heart to say thank you, I love you, Father.
You were there for me, you're a man upon us, stood tall in the rain. Times were harder, I just wanna say, don't tomorrow. Grateful, thank you, Father. You were there for me, you're a man upon us, stood tall in the rain. Thank you, Father.
Thanks for the whipping when I came in late. Thanks for the whipping when I stole that cake. Don't wear your hat in the house. Respect your mother no matter what he does to you. Protect your brother. You gave me your soul. You gave me your heart. You let me sleep in your bed when I was afraid of the dark. Ironing my clothes, making life stable. 6 in the morning, breakfast on the table. Before I start mourning, while I'm still able. While you alive, I just wanna say thank you. Tell you how great you are in my eyes. I just wanna say that you a star in my eyes. Take it back, what I mean is you a god in my eyes. I really can't explain what you are in my eyes. Whatever I needed, you gave, no regrets. I promise your son will never forget.
You were there for me, you're a man upon us. Stood tall in the rain, times were harder. I just wanna say that no tomorrow. Grateful, thank you, Father. You were there for me, you're a man upon us. Stood tall in the rain, times were harder. I just wanna say that no tomorrow. Grateful, thank you, Father.
Lying by the lake, call me Simba. I see your face when I look in the mirror. Just wanted you to know that your baby boy Bo loves you forever. I'll never let you go. I know God blessed me, gave me a prize. You are everything that's right in my eyes. You never forced me to, you let me talk to you. You showed me the way, let me walk it through. Through your actions I knew what I ought to do. You showed me respect, I never fought with you. My last name is Bostic, I carry the name. They say the child shall lead, so I carry the flame. I move for God's speed, I carry the game. I'm Bo, the son of Lee, the one man gang. This is for every man who never had the heart to say thank you, I love you, Father.
You were there for me, you're a man upon us. Stood tall in the rain, times were harder. I just wanna say there's no tomorrow. Grateful, thank you, Father. You were there for me, you're a man upon us. Stood tall in the rain, times were harder. I just wanna say there's no tomorrow. Grateful, thank you, Father.
Yeah, that, man, I like that one, man.
That joint is deep. How did your pops hear it?
Yeah, man, he almost cried, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, what I was getting ready to say. I know kids had to just be like, wow, you know?
Yeah, he didn't believe what I told him. He asked me how I remember all those real situations throughout when I was younger. And I told him, you know, it's not really something hard to do. He's like, how long it took you to make it? And I was like, you know, a half an hour. He didn't believe me. But you know, if I went to public school, PS27 in Red Hook, from first through sixth grade, 10 years from now, I'm gonna be able to tell you I went to that same school. So
If it's your real life, then it shouldn't be that hard to, you know, remember and recall. You know, it was I was really there. You know, but yeah, he wow. likes a lot. He's not really into rap. He's 83 now. He's not really into hip hop, but you know, he likes it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because that joint is wow. That's something to really make you think. Now,
yeah, shout out to my man Pyro on the track.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, as far as you being an upper, because you're doing a lot of things. What advice would you be able to give an upper coming artist trying to get to where you at, bro?
It's hard, man. It's hard for me to relate. A lot of people do it for money, and I really don't do it for the money, or else I would have quit by now because I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I do it because I love to do it. Whether I make a dollar or not, I'm going to do this to the day I die, man. I like doing this, man. I feel better doing it. It helps me out in my life doing my music. So if they feel like that, I would say, you know, get a job, pay your bills, and do music because you love your music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But don't do it. To get where I'm at mentally, I don't do it for the money, you know what I mean?
Now, as far as you, like, making moves, going here, doing shows, you're doing shows right now, how does your wife feel about, you know, just you moving around so much? How do you balance everything out?
Well, I keep it simple, you know. I don't really, you know how, after the show, you know, people do their shows, and then most of the rappers, they linger around, try to get some coochie, you know what I'm saying? They linger
mm-hmm.
around after the show, they hang around the club, you know, after they get off stage. I'm still working a job. Like Sunday, I gotta go volunteer at the church to feed some of the youth in Tampa, Florida. I got things to do, you know. So I keep it vague. Even when I talk to you, man, me and you talk, I call you up, see how you're doing, whether it be life stuff, you know, or music. I still check on you. You know what I mean? So I'm still the same too. I don't let it hinder me. And plus, I'm not at a level where people go crazy yet. They go crazy. Some girls get a little crazy, but, you know, I keep it together, man.
Yeah, I was just thinking, we gotta set something up for you in the Bronx. It just now popped in my head. I got a little spot, too, and I know in the Bronx, they go crazy to come see Bo Boston. We got to work. That's my word to my kids, though. It just now popped into my head. But my lines is flooded, and I'm thinking, I'm like, they'll go crazy to come see you. You got people fighting my
dad, yeah.
But we're definitely going to talk about that. Because I know you also deal with labels. Now, would you prefer independent? Go ahead.
Go ahead, because I was about to touch on that universal thing that we never may have, but that's a side conversation. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to ask you, too. That's why this one made me brought it up. Because I believe he's listening now. I don't know. I got a couple of block numbers. I don't see his number, but I'm going to keep it real. This is Bo Bostic, who I was telling you about if you were on that airline. I'm going to definitely give him a call tonight. But would you prefer more of an independent or a major label?
Either or, man. Either or. It's got to be comfortable. That's all. It's got to be a comfortable space. You know, it can't be, don't take my music and try to wrap me up in a dress. And then tell me, you know, it can't be that. If you're not feeling me, don't sign me and stick me on the shelf, man. You ain't the manager for me, or maybe you ain't the label for me. If you're not feeling me, don't just sign me because I can make you money. You know,
usually.
Right. So, but as long as it's comfortable, man. As long as I can travel and do my music, do what I love to do, pay my bills. You know, I don't really have a preference. There's a lot of labels that I'll tell you offline that they don't have a chance at signing me just because I'm not feeling what they're doing. You know, they're active artists, their team over there. I know that I won't fit in there. And then there's a lot of labels that there's a lot of labels out here that's not like major labels that I would love to be a part of. I love what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel those are the ones you gotta watch out for, though. Me, I'm more like an independent person, you know.
I mean, I would love to go to, I probably won't fit in just because my style of music, but I would love to go to D-Block, You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, my music is a little more, my music is a little different. But as a man, you know, when you stand for something, when you stand for something, you stick together, and you you know, command that kind of respect. That's 100% me. I would go over there in a heartbeat. You know, even like to the old Rockefeller, what Rockefeller used to mean. You know what I'm saying? What Bad Boy was when Big was there. You know what I'm saying? This, if you're talking about labels outside of money, you know what I'm saying? I would love to go to a place where the team was strong, that I respected them, that made me work hard and made me push myself because I wanted to be better. I would definitely be a part of a situation like that.
I definitely feel you. Well, listen, all of my lines is, brother, if you want to speak to Bo Bostic and you're already on the line, all you have to do is press that one button. If you're on your PCs and you're listening in, the number to call is 646-200-3838 and press 1. I want to get into another one of your joints, the band.
Let's do it. What you want?
Ooh, baby. Yeah, I listened to that with you. Now let me fill y'all in. This is how deep I was into this song. I think Bo just sent me that song, what, like an hour ago or so? Was it like an hour
right.
or two ago? I listened
right.
to that song literally 8 times already.
Which one?
The Vent.
Oh, man. Everybody loves that
too.
Song, man. Between The Vent and Thank You Father, man, those, like, this is talking between my favorite, between The Vent and Thank You Father, man. Everybody who hears that, loves The Vent. They love that song, man.
The Vent is ridiculous.
We might have said The Vent for last.
You want me to say The Vent for last?
Yeah.
If anybody
is pressing the one right now, let them through before we go to the phone. I want to get anybody who is trying to get.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna play The Vent now, and I'm gonna play it on my way out.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real with you because the song is saying so much, and you gotta actually listen to it. But you know what? If you want me to save it, I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save it for you. So now let's talk about tonight, though.
Tonight, shout out to my man Simple MC from Uganda, Africa. Hit me up online. I never met the dude. Told me he was feeling what I was doing. He wanted to be a part of, you know, I ain't gonna tell you everything he said, 'cause I'm not trying to like play it like he's my son or something, but listen, he told me he respected what I was doing, he wanted to be a part of. I told him I'd give him a shot. Yo, man, he sent that track over, I jumped right on it, man. Shout out to Simple MC, he did his damn thing. Tonight, me and an artist from Uganda, Africa connected. Music has connected me across the world and took me places I never thought I'd be. This is tonight,
so
man.
So you actually...
It's the party track,
well,
man. What difference do
you... Yeah, but let me ask you. So you actually never met him?
Never met Simple, nah. Never even heard his voice, except for the music.
So what actually got you to make you be like, all right, this is... I'm definitely going to do something with this guy. Even though you never heard his voice or nothing, what actually sent you to the point to like, all right, I'm going to do something with this guy right here?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question, man. You know, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of artists who have reached out to me who I haven't done things with. You know, I don't know. I can't really call it. I felt them, though. I felt them. When he hit me with the Facebook message, and he was like, listen, man, I feel you coming from, I know what you're doing. He knew, like, my lyrics. He had been following my career. You know, just, I felt him. And he was like, yo, just give me a shot. I make beats and I rap. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, go ahead. He sent that shit like in 3 days, man. Like he had it in his pocket already waiting for me to say yes. He sent it right over. And so I'm
what?
Like, man, did he also say yes? You know what I'm saying? He sent it right over. And, man, it wasn't no problem, man. He did his damn thing. I respect what he did. It wasn't no problem. And I jumped right on it.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to hold off on The Vent right now. You know, we're going to do that. We're going to hold, because The Vent is just, whew. I'm still going to play The Vent, and I'm still going to play it on my way out. But right now, we're going to get into tonight.
No doubt. All right,
Don the Diva, here's some more fire by my man, Bo Bostic, featuring, what's his name, Simple? Simpo. I want to make sure I get right. People was pressing one. You know, Bo, I'm gonna let you handle this. You want to get this caller now, or you want to hit this song first? What you want to do?
Yeah, always wait a minute. Let the call in real quick.
All right, we're gonna bring the call in. Hello, caller. State your name and where you from.
Hey, my name is Jay Young from Tampa, baby.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's good, my nigga? Hey, man, I see you, man. Salute to both of y'all, man. I see you on the ground, man. Keep moving, man. Hey, right now, I actually got you real quick. I got you on the air real quick. I actually got you live on my Ustream right now that I'm on the web right now, so that way a couple people can see. You got anything you want to say or let anybody know right now that we live on the Ustream?
Yo, man. Yo, listen. What's up, party people? First of all, let me say that. And definitely look for some collabos, man. I've been chasing him down, trying to connect with him. He don't want to talk to me. He don't want to do music with me. Nah, I'm teasing, man. Listen, check me out, bobostic.com, Rich Money, DQ Palace Radio. Yo, thanks for the love, man. I appreciate that, man.
Man, you already know, man. It's always 100 around here, my niggas. All love, man. Hey, y'all keep doing your thing. Keep grinding. I fuck with you, man.
Yeah, yo.
All right,
same to
you. Yes, sir. We gotta hook up with him.
Yo, yo, this is your boy Hector. What the heck?
Oh, what's up, man?
Chilling, man. How you doing, my nigga?
I'm chilling, man. You follow my career, what, man? Tearing these boys up out here, man.
Most definitely, right here with Mike Voice. Giving my, you know, everybody out there, please go to bobostic.com. His thing is the jump off. You know, hopefully in the future we work. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. Dígalo.
Enciende la candela, beat. Bobastic and see, aquí llegado, what the heck, with the different beat. A capela, lo tiro yo del tomo. Me fumo dos plom y me meto con cualquier palomo. Bring it back.
Yo, Rich, man. I might have to let my wild ass Dominican come through, man, maybe one time.
You ain't on that Dominican, brother?
Yeah, straight up to y'all.
I'm not Puerto Rican, man.
Yo,
you know I got you. Everybody follow Bobastic career, you know, straight up. I backed it up. Everybody should go ahead and take that try, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, Hector.
Yo, good luck, my man, you know.
We're going to talk.
All right. All right, y'all, we about to get into this fire right now. My man Bobastic tonight, featuring Simple.
Hi, this is Kavana. How are you all? Well, how are you? I'm well.
Well, I just want to say congratulations, and, you know, I just met Bo today, guys, and I just want to say he is an awesome individual, and I pray that his career really prospers tremendously, so that's
I
it.
I definitely appreciate that. Just met her today, Rich, and, you know, let me be clear for the other artists, man. You know, because this is something I've always been proud of. Rarely does an artist at my level do something and have other artists call in and support them. Have people who don't listen to rap, listen to the music, call in and support them. That comes from the person you are. You know what I'm saying? That comes from the person.
Well, I do. I'm an artist as well. Really?
Yeah, believe me.
Yeah. But, yeah, but no, I sing as well, Bo. I didn't tell you that. We didn't get a chance to, you know. But, you know, I mean, hey, go for it. That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah,
well,
so
Bo, maybe you could set something up. We get her on the air as well. You know?
I didn't know that. Now
I know you don't.
Talk about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to talk, definitely. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow. No, not tomorrow, maybe Monday.
Okay, that'll work.
Oh, that's right. Nothing over. We on Facebook now. I can talk to you whenever.
Exactly.
Okay, that's it. That's what it is. And thanks for calling it.
All right, my pleasure. All right, y'all take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, Bo, introduce that next single.
We having a hard time getting this song out. Ladies and gentlemen, Sinfo MC, Bo Bostic, this is tonight. Hope y'all like it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, Sinfo MC,
Bo Bostic,
Uganda, Africa.
What they gonna do with me?
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah, yeah.
Before we did that, you
I'm
are
trying
definitely
to tell
them,
man.
Versatile.
I'm trying to tell them, it's coming. It's coming. I'm gonna get these boys a beat in a couple months, man.
Yeah, that's what they need. That's what they need. Because,
yo, man.
You know,
shout out to the people listening and supporting me. The homegirl Madeline, Maddie B, Brittany B, Link, and they out there. They listening. They texting me saying. They're listening. I appreciate it. These are people who know me as a person, not as an artist. As an artist, second though. But nah, I love listening, love supporting, man. For the underground artists, for the underground artists who got supporters, they call in from across the state. I appreciate it. I love y'all back.
Now, well, let me ask you. Now that track right there. I find it like, wow, how y'all just collaborated like that. And I mean, so see, but I think anyway, you have an ear for music and the vibes just give you that certain type of enthusiasm to feel like, all right, I'm going to work with this person. Just by the sound of their voice, you know exactly what you want and how you're going to do it, you know. But what advice can you tell somebody that you feel like, okay, well, I'm not going to do something with this person. Because a lot of some artists have hard times telling a person, well, I can't work with you because such and such, you know what I mean? They won't bother to call them. They leave them blindfolded. What would you actually do in that situation? You know?
If somebody has left me like that?
You know, what if somebody comes to you? You know, because some artists can't accept criticism. You know, somebody comes to you. And being the type of person you are, you know, sometimes you don't want to downfall. You want to tell somebody something that, you know, that's not going to put them down to keep them up. But you don't really want to be involved with them. But they keep hounding you about it. You understand what I mean?
You know what? You know what? What normally happens is they usually get frustrated with me. I don't really have the heart to just like disrespect somebody or down them like that. So what normally happens is that they get frustrated working with me because they'll come to me with something and I'll be like, listen, can you make the beat more like this? You know what I'm saying? Can you do something that's more me that I fit into it? And with that, they get frustrated working harder. You know, so eventually it don't happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a natural thing. I'll be like, yo, can you change the beat? Okay. Even like my man, fucking Pyro Trax, I worked with him on my whole first and second album. My second album never came out. This is my second one now. And he is the number one person that'll say, yo, you never like nothing. You never like nothing. You always talking about, yo, this shit hot, but can you change this? That's how he talks. I'm like, man, I ain't like that, man. He's like, man, you always do that to me. Yo, I love this beat. Change this and this. So with the artist, it's like I push them to work harder. I won't tell them your shit sucks. I don't have the heart to say that. But yeah. I'm like, yo, let's do this, this, and this. I could work with you. I could work with it. I like this, this, and this. And sometimes they just stop calling me back. They just disappear and stop calling me. They're like, forget him. Who do you think he is, man?
So I'm Bo Bostic. If you don't know that, you know. Oh, God, I will never call him for you, Bo. Call us, state your name and where you from.
Hi, this is Angie from the Diva Squad, GQ Palace. What's good?
Angie from the Diva Squad.
What's going on? You called our show the other night, didn't you?
I told you I was going to be here.
You did. And you know, I just looked at the clock and remembered. I said, you know what? I got to call, show him a little love. He did. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yo, Rich, man. They did it crazy. You warned me. But they get crazy.
I told you.
And they had me
just pissed.
They had me stuttering, mumbling, acting.
They don't play.
Let me answer this right.
Listen, there's no holds barred when it comes to us. Yeah. But, excuse me. My question is, which genre do you consider your music?
I would say definitely hip hop.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely more on the side of I don't know how you categorize. You know what? I won't say another dude's name. I won't say nobody's name. But I would say it's more smooth hip hop. I'm not conscious because don't get me wrong, I have some strip club records out there.
Okay.
But I do got the Save the World records, the Thank You Fathers, the stealing the records. So that's a good question. I might have to sit down with that one.
But yeah, listen, it ain't nothing wrong with that. That way you'll know. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, this is what my music is. You know, because
yeah, when people hear when I talk to people, I tell them I'm a hip hop artist. I don't tell them I'm a rapper.
Right. Okay.
Mm. I tell them I create.
Yeah, because rappers, that's what they do. Rap.
Yeah,
well, see, now what it is, you know, because it went from rap into hip hop, which rapping is the actual skill. Hip hop is the culture. So
right.
You know, people get it kind of confused. You know what I'm saying? When you say hip hop, there now there's a lot of different shades of hip hop. You know what I mean? You got the rap is hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Stuff strictly for the streets or whatever. Then, again, you got the hip-hop. Then you're going into reggaeton. Then you got the, you know what I'm saying? You got different levels. So
yeah,
that's
absolutely right.
That's why I asked what you actually consider yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's pop music.
I'm a product of hip-hop, man. I'm going to be the old man with the hat to the back. I'm a hip-hop baby.
I know that's right. So, but another question is, what part of this you don't like?
What part of it I don't like? Wow, that's a good question. What part of it I don't like? You know, I try to accept it. I try to accept the bad because it helps. It helps.
Absolutely, learning lessons.
Yeah. It's a grind. It's a grind, and sometimes there's disappointments. Like with me, I don't have no manager. I don't have no manager, no team,
okay.
No label I'm signed to. It's just me out here. So sometimes, and Rich knows more than a lot of people. Sometimes it's just me, and when the phone stop ringing, I'm gonna be honest with you and all the other artists out there. Sometimes the phone stop ringing, man. You can stop calling for shows. They stop calling you for interviews.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got to go out there and get your new video, get your new music popping so you can
Right. You have to keep yourself relevant. You know.
And
let me tell you, especially in the world of hip-hop, you know, we have the – hip-hop has the hardest fans out there. You know what I'm saying? The hardest critics. You know.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I'll be like, man, this shit ain't going to work for me, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody calling no more.
Right.
Years ago.
So, is it fair to say that you don't, the inconsistency is the most disliked part of the doing it? Is that fair?
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? My fans stopped hitting me up talking about, yo, when the next album dropping, people stop hitting me on Facebook and stuff. I was like, man, they don't forget about me. You know what I'm saying? Some days it'd be like that. But you gotta go ahead and get back in the studio and get to work. You
absolutely. Now, if you feel that's a gift, that's what you're supposed to enhance. But a lot of people, there's a difference in a gift and a passion. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people have a nick or a passion to do certain things that they really can't do. That's not for them. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean they don't love it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But everybody was born with some type of gift. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, again, that's another subject you could sit down and weed out like, damn, is this my true gift, or is this my true passion? So
yeah, this is both to me. This saved my life, man. Help
okay
me out.
Now. Okay now. So you're going to ride it till the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If anybody call you, you get on the phone and call them. Listen, that's that humble moment.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
That's the humble moment. You're welcome. But keep grinding, don't keep grinding.
You want to give out your information, Andy?
This, call the Diva Squad. We are on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10, 646-200-3838 with myself, Rachel, and this is Ange on the line, hollering at my man, Boombastic, and Rich Money. Shout out to GQ Ballers. Dallas is in the building.
You're not calling my segment plugging your station.
You listen, this is how we do over here at Dallas. I got you. Listen, we allowed you on Wednesday to let people know you was going to be on here on Friday.
For now.
Bro, you know what? Who was it that did that? Last time you was on the air, somebody came on, right? Who was it, homeboy?
Same thing happened. I'm the exit. I ain't the one to talk on. I ain't the exit.
I'm exiting. That's why I gave out my information.
I love you, Angie.
All right, thanks for coming, Angie.
Stay grinding. Hey, how about us on Wednesday, though, for real?
I got you.
All right.
I'm going to be on the air.
No doubt.
All right. Yo. Never call a for you, bro. Hold on. Call us. Say your name and where you're from.
Hey, this is Brittany from Tampa Bay.
Hey, Brittany from Tampa Bay.
I have a question for you.
Oh, man. No. No questions for you.
Yeah.
There's always the people I know who I see in the street who they call and they want to pin me against the corner. What's up, Brittany?
What event happened in your life that made you discover that you had this passion that you could pull from your soul to actually create the music?
It was kind of an accident. You know, it was accident. With the stuff that was going on in my life, I've always been a writer.
You know, I always been a writer. I got books and books. My parents would give me books for Christmas and stuff because I was always in the corner writing when I was like 8 or 11. Later on in life, like 2010, I was in a bar and I stumbled onto an open mic. What happened in that situation was I didn't know that what I was writing to make me feel better would make me feel 10 times better if I spoke and screamed it from the top of the roof. So now that I got that little taste that one day, this is me now. Now, I don't want to do nothing else. If I had a choice between being like a CEO of a, I don't know, multi-billion dollar company or traveling the world doing music, it'll be music.
Gotcha. I just thought I would let this little sun, little country bumpkin speak because there's a lot of up north in the building. Gave y'all some of this country pudding for the evening.
Oh, damn. All right. Let me let everybody know that a couple of people is on. I do apologize. I supposed to have Keith KC from Rex in Effect on this week. It's not this week it's coming on. It's next week, the 12th. I do apologize. My man Kev from WBLS contacted me. He was like, Rich, Keith is not coming on this Friday. It's the 12th of next Friday. So for everybody that's listening in and you want to speak to Keith KC from Rex in Effect, he'll be on next Friday, not this Friday. So I do apologize. But, Bo, let me get with you.
We got some more time? We got some more time?
Oh, yeah, we're going to work with it. Yeah, we're going to work with it. You know?
Yeah, I'm loving it right now.
Yeah, yo.
I'm going to have to send some more records. I'm going to have to play. Yo, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. My big homie Silk is listening right now. That's my big brother. Let me tell you a story. This dude, when I was rapping, he was the first, him and my man Chuck, was the first people to ever put me in the studio at like 15, 16. They caught me rapping on the street, like battling other dudes, and he took me off the street and put me in the studio. The track that you love, that vent, is his track. Silk, Brooklyn, New York, Bangin' Beat Productions, that track that you love and everybody loves, Silk is in listening right now, man.
I mean, we definitely gonna go past 8 o'clock, a little bit past 8 o'clock segment. But let's get into the vent. Let's just find out what actually made you write that track, The Vent.
The Vent is, and I think, and I didn't talk to Silk about this, but I might have him do that for me on every album. The Vent is a snapshot of from my last album up until the time my album released. So I think from now on every album, I will do The Vent. You'll catch The Vent 1, The Vent 2, The Vent 3. And it'll be a snapshot for the people of what's been going on with me. So The Vent brings you up to speed today.
Well, you know what? We're going to get into that right now. We're going to get into The Vent 2 times tonight. I'm going to let y'all know we're going to get into this. This joint right here is just ridiculous. We going to play it right now, though, boy, all right? All right, Dawgs and Divas, here's some more fire. This song is so nice, we got to play it twice. This is my man, Bo Bostic, The Vent, here on GQ Proudest Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's fire, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
It's butter, baby.
Radio. If you want to be in the end and want to get it done right, you better listen to GQ Palace Radio on Friday night.
Turn it up.
pit, riding with no music. Thinking about the homies locked up and going through it. Wars in the street, the stripes I earn. Jewels that I caught, lessons I learned. Every day's a struggle, but I'm making it through. The light bill coming, the rent due. I've been down with Sprint since 2002. Over a couple dollars, they acting like I'm new. Got people when I was up, they never needed a cent. The hard times came, they treated me like Sprint. One man gang, I mean pardon my tone. But the Audi seats five and I'm riding alone. The women ain't loyal, the dudes is fake. My pop's getting old and I'm living out of state. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. When Silk bring the hook in, just try to feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the bed. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. Special kind of dude to go and get it alone. In the ride, on the road, getting it on his own. I'm trying not to slack, I'm too focused to crack. So I'm out here, trying to keep my budget in the black. Sticking to my morals, won't abandon my principles. Aligned properly, I'm damn near invincible. Fixed the relationship with me and my mom. On the phone for hours, making up for lost time. Past few years, wish I could explain it. Work I put in, the tears I tasted. The ups and the downs, the valleys and peaks. People see me online and think that it's all sweet. Family see the fame and call me up tripping. I won't say their name because I know they listening. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. In the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. 2010, Jones got me through my tears. 2011, the album drops, I'm here. All through the tri-state, doing my thing. Got the whole hood talking about one man gang. 2012, I thought I would get it popping. I signed to a label that I ended up dropping. From the hook, we'd pop, so I had to do it. Cause what I won't ever let him do is fuck with the music. Me and Pyro Tracks, we worked like crazy. My project went flat, I cried like a baby. In the kitchen with my sister, tears in my eyes. I wanted to quit rap, but somehow I rise. 2013, the album's in the oven. I started doing movies, the book is coming. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. I speak from the heart, I'm just hoping y'all feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on.
That's, yo, that's my theme joint right there.
Red Hook, Brooklyn, Tampa, Florida.
Yo, that is my theme joint, yo. I swear it sounds like you're talking about me. Yo.
Oh, no, the hard times came, they treated me like Sprint.
Shout out to Sprint, man. Shout out to Sprint. No disrespect to Sprint, man. I'm a Sprint.
So let me ask you, what's the next step?
The next step, I'm back. I'm getting back in the studio to work. I'm gonna keep making music. And I gotta keep the product going. The next step is what we've been talking about on the side. I need a manager. There's some individuals out there. I need somebody to connect the dots between me and someone who can get me to a level where those big looks at it, those big magazines. Until that comes, the big magazines, the websites, the labels, I'm gonna still do what I love to do, man. Like right now, man, I'm on the radio, GQ Palace Radio. I'm living my life. Fans are calling in. People see me in the street. They salute me. Guys, girls, I got a nice life, man. I'm not gonna sit here and say what I want like I'm complaining, man. I got a good relationship with you. you know, the Diva Squad, a whole bunch of other individuals. I'm okay, man. But you know what I want, man. I want to travel, man. I want to travel.
Yeah.
I want to do this on a big scale, man. I want to be king. I want to be king, man.
I definitely feel you. But you never know because it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on, y'all. It's a whole lot going on. But
yeah, man. Universal might have just missed out on the opportunity. You never know, man. Maybe that come back around. But I'm here, man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, but who knows?
We could still, huh?
I said, who knows what might happen? You know.
Oh yeah. The door is definitely.
Even though we don't talk for a minute, I still put buzzes in people's ears about you. So you know that. So don't be surprised. I just don't like to talk until I'm sure about certain things. You know.
No doubt, man. I appreciate that every time I hear that. Even my man Silk don't do much. He don't do much talking. You know what I'm saying? He don't do much talking or no type of gossiping because I just ain't his way. But sometimes I wonder if people in the neighborhood, you know, if they forgot or they think I'm slipping, you know what I'm saying? People in my hood. And they tell me straight up, yo, I'm in a barbershop, I'm in the neighborhood, ain't nobody forgot about you, man. People know. People know what you're doing. And I love that, man.
Mm. Yeah, yo.
When I'm out now, there doing the shows and traveling, I'm kind of disconnected from walking through the neighborhood and people like, yo, I heard that track. I'm kind of disconnected from that. So I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping the music is out there. I'm hoping when I go on the radio, they call in. And when they call in, I'm like, oh, shit, you was listening. They're like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, follow. Hell yeah, I can listen to you. So I'm like, oh, shit. I'm loving that. They listen. They pay attention. I appreciate that.
Exactly. Now, what comes to your mind when you go to step into the booth?
Oh man, I transformed, man. I put my cape on. Nah, I'm teasing, man. you know, the booth for me is work. It's easy for me to write and easy for me to rap in the mirror, and I know how I feel. But some days, if I'm tired, I still got to deliver that. I'm performing. I'm a professional. I still got to get you rich in the world to hear what I'm feeling through the speaker, because I'm not there to explain to you what I'm feeling.
Mm.
So it's like a soup. It's like a raising of the bar. Not only did I write it and I said it, now I got to say it in such a way that I'm delivering it well. So when I hit the booth, it's like a heightened focus. I'm bouncing around. I got some juice in my system. I'm sweating. I'm trying to. It's a higher performance between the booth and the stage. You won't get a better performance from it. It's just like, you know, I'm super focused when I get in the studio because I want it, it's important to me that I deliver it right.
Yo, and I must say, you're the only one. When we went to that Nonstop Media event and you performed, how everybody, let me tell y'all something. This is how crazy it is with Bo Bass. We still put him to the Nonstop Media event for a featured act. He got up there and performed, and all the artists thought he was in the contest and was like, all right, you won.
Right.
I never seen that,
the
yo.
They was like, you leaving, yo? You leaving? You might have won, yo. You leaving? And I'm like, nah, I'm just a featured act. I'm not the competition.
I never seen that since I've been. I was like, wow. That's something. That shows the talent of a person. Now,
right.
Exactly, it does. It shows the talent of a person, and it goes to show how some people be like, okay, well, you know, that day actually showed me how some people be like, oh, well, you know, they better than this person, that person, or whatever the case is. When it came up to like doing a showcase, but
right,
with
no
you,
doubt
it was that, like
huh?
They all was like, you know, you got it.
Right. And this is a respect to them. I'm not trying to sound like I'm so much better than them. But you know how when you go to those open mics and somebody's up there and now you got a couple or other rappers talking through their set, you know, they turn around and mm-hmm. You're not really feeling the artist, so you start finishing your conversation. You're like, so what about him? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When I get on stage, the other rappers clap for me. and I appreciate that from them. They're not like, yo, he ain't nobody, he whack. You know what I'm saying? They talk to each other segment, but when I'm on stage, they show me love, man. I appreciate that. I don't want to jinx myself, but that has never happened to me. When I do my set, people always pay attention when I'm on stage.
Yeah, see, because you have the enthusiasm to get the crowd going. You understand what I mean? Some artists just get up there, and they might do the same, what they don't realize they're doing. They're doing the same thing as the last artist just did. So you're saying the same exact thing. You're not saying nothing
right.
different. So it's like, all right, well, you know, you're saying the same thing, such and such, blah, blah, blah. See, I know I've been in the music industry over 20 years. I deal with the TM Profile, with Eric B and Rakim. I did tracks with Rob Swinger. I did tracks with Jay Michael, Babyface Cousin and all that. A lot of people don't know unless they look at my bio and see everything that I did. That's how me and my man Cass P is so close from WBLS and the Get Fresh crew, because he was actually my producer. And this was years ago, you know? But anyway, that's
okay.
Neither here nor there.
Yo, we ain't blocking nobody off the lines, right?
Nah.
We all good.
Everybody
yeah,
still
man.
Listening.
Yeah,
Everybody
man. That was a blessing, man. That was a blessing. I would have loved to be in that competition. Only thing I don't like about those competitions is that I like being judged by the crowd. I don't like being judged by three dudes sitting in the corner. I don't like that, because they, you know, they could not like your shirt and then don't vote for you. You know, I don't really like that. But the masses. Anytime I've been in a competition mm-hmm. where the crowd was a judge, I've won.
And you know what? It's funny you say that, because I don't want to say no names mentioned, but an artist came up to me about somebody that was hosting, and they was like, oh, well, this host don't like me, such and such, such and such. Okay, people, let me, because I got more people calling in, let me inform y'all, Keith KC will not be on this weekend. He'll be on next weekend, but I'm going to throw y'all on the air. Right now, we have my man Bo Bastic on the line, and we going into OT with him. So caller from 0572, state your name and where you from, 813 area code.
Hey, Bo, it's Maddie.
Hello.
Maddie B, what's up? You called in. What's good?
I sure did.
What's up?
So let me ask you, Bo, what other projects are you working on besides your music?
Well, I was speaking to you before offline. I don't even know if Rich knows this. I finished the first. I'm writing a book, man. Yeah.
Yay,
oh,
man.
What?
I'm writing a book. It's done, man. It's done. I'm hoping to push it out directly to digital. You know, the Kindle Fire, the Amazons. I'm hoping to push that out before the end of the year. I would say it's about 70% true about my life, little Hollywood. But it's called The Nomad, or I'm going back and forth with the name, though. But it's called Nomad. I'm finishing the book, man. Also, I'm starting to get into some volunteer stuff, man. Just, you know, helping some of the children out here in the churches in Tampa. So those are a couple of things. Well, the book is what I'm really focusing on right now.
Good. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Wow. I didn't know you. I heard you say it in the song, but I didn't want to say it. You know, I listened to the lyrics.
Yeah, man. It's all true. I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. It's just another space of my creativity, man. Another outlet of me being creative.
I definitely feel you. All right. Well, we have another caller for you, Bo. We're gonna bring them on. All right. You there, Bo?
Yeah, of course. I will talk to everybody.
All right. Hello, caller. State your name and where you from.
Silk Beats, Red Hook, Brooklyn. Oh, what's going on, baby?
Red Hook, Brooklyn in the building. You can't see me, big brother, but I'm jumping up and down right now. Yeah.
I'm feeling your vibe, you heard? You keep doing what you're doing, man. You're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
We out here working, man. We ain't even know we was winning. We just playing, man.
Do what you do, man.
Red Hook, Brooklyn, baby. Don't see Silk make the Brooklyn come out of me, man.
Yo, you already know how we do. I'm playing. You know
I'm
how we do.
I'm trying to play cool, man. He's going to have me. He's going to have me go in the back and put on my Red Hook bandana and my Red Hook hoodie, man.
Yo, yeah. I hear you.
Boy,
Everything is everything, man. Like, you know, I'm listening to the vibe right now. Everything sounding real sweet, man. Like, when the callers call in, you're giving them positive messages. Listen, you just keep doing what you're doing, man, and everything else will follow, man. Because like I said before, and I always told you, man, don't stop what you're doing. Keep your head up and go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will come along with it. You heard?
No doubt, man. You're rich, man. Rich, man. The more we and you grow, I'm telling you, this gentleman on the phone right now is a part of my history. You know what I'm saying? One of those staples in your life that you always remember, a turning point. The silk thing. Silk is a part
always
of that,
a good
man.
Vibe with you. No doubt that is, man. It's always a good vibe with you.
Yeah, man. No doubt. No doubt, man. Oh, you know, always. You're right. You're keeping it 100 right now. There's never been a time where I felt like nothing, you know what I mean? That's it, man. You know what, Rich?
I got for you. You already know how we going to do. So, you know, emails, I'll be kicking them with you. You know, I hit you up.
So, what Silk is like the producer?
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this for a minute. Like, I heard you back in the days, you know, that you be doing your thing. Because, like, I swing with that Marley Marl stuff, you know, the Juice Crew. I'm back in the days when I used to listen to Mr. Magic at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yo, Silk is one of the hottest producers out in Brooklyn, man. You tell me, I'm walking around thinking that I am one of the strongest artists underground in New York City. I got to hit Silk 17 times before I get my track, man.
Yo.
Silk is one of the hottest producers out here, man.
Everybody wants something, and you try to accommodate everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know how I do. I always told you, like, anytime you need me, boom, I'm there. It's like the drop of a dime. You call me, boom.
No doubt, no
I'll
doubt.
Whip up stuff, you know? And you know it's all good to you, you know?
Yo,
so Silk, it's up to you, because since you're doing Bo, you know, it's up to Silk, you know, you can give out your info, you want to keep it discreet. This is Bo's segment, you know, but it's up to Bo, you know, boom, you want to give out your info, keep it discreet, you just want to let them know to get in touch with Bo, when Bo give out his stuff, but, you know.
Nah,
I don't want to do it.
100% his own general, man. Go ahead, Silk, give me your...
This is how I get down, man. I've been doing this for a long time, and I just have a lot of love for it. And I told Bo that. I sit down here and I do it because I have time to do it. Like, I'm from the old school. So, you know, you make your time to, you know, do what you like to do. And like I said, a lot of times when I'm be making the beats, I'm like, yo, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to invoke. I'm going to let them know, listen, I got this and that and third. Yo, listen to it. Tell me if you like it. You know, tell me if you don't. But I'm like one of the producers that I like to say incognito. You know what I mean? If the people want to hear me, they'll, you know, they'll ring my phone. You feel me? Because I know how it gets sometimes when, you know, the calls get crazy and everybody wants something, but, you know, it's all for nothing. If you got a big picture there that I see, I'm going to roll with you. If you're just going to keep it in the house just for you to hear, then I'm not going to roll with you. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. I definitely
do a lot of this for the love, man. Yo, I do a lot of this for the love. I don't sit out
Rich, man. I tell you one thing.
My man, Bo.
Yo, I tell you one thing, Rich. I keep at it, man. And I don't want anybody to think that there's no struggle in what I'm doing. Yo, Silk, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but tell Rich that story that you told me about my first album you letting it pass, and then how you was going to be ready for the next one.
Yo, listen, I kept it 100 with him. I ain't gonna blow smoke up because you know what. And I said to him, we chatting, and I said, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. The first time you came to me, I was like, yeah, okay. And, you know, I wasn't really vibing it, all right? Yo, when I started seeing things and I'm listening to things, I'm saying, yo, he's doing his thing right now. So not for nothing, if a person is, yo, I could see that he's trying to make them steps up the ladder, yo, I'm willing to
exactly.
help. You know what I'm saying to you? And, yo, he did a lot of things that I was totally shocked with. So it was like the next time he called me, I always said, and I told a lot of brothers the same story. I said, if he called me the next time, I'm going to ASAP him. That means you're going to get beat. As soon as you get off that phone, you check your email, and beats are there. And it's been like, you know, it's been like that ever since. But to keep it 100, I really didn't, you know, like, yo, yeah, okay, you're doing your thing, blah, 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 yeah, okay. But I really didn't pay no attention to it until I started seeing and hearing what he was doing. So that made me pick up on it before. So, you know, listen, in the long run, like I said, I see him seeing a light at the end of the tunnel and enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can.
No doubt. All right, man, I'll holler at you, big brother. Send me those emails, man.
Yo, you already know, man. I already got you, man. You know, I'm sitting here doing my thing as we speak. So, yo, listen, I'm going to get off this horn. Y'all do what you're doing, my brother. You keep your show going because now I'm definitely tuning in to you every night. So, it's a wrap now. So, you know, I'm already in the building. I like what's going on. And like, I like what I hear that you're doing, Rich Money. Yo, keep doing what you're doing. And, man, yo, much love to your show, man, really.
Good looking, man. We definitely got me. Maybe I'll have you on because, you know, I do everything on Friday. Comedians, models, producers, promoters, DJs, authors, everything. It's not just up-and-coming artists.
Right. Yo, what's so, love, man? Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
No doubt.
Yo, Bo, man, I'm going to be hollering at you. You already know I'm going to email you. You know, keep doing your thing. I ain't going to hold y'all up, you know?
No doubt, big brother.
All right.
Y'all be good.
All right. We have another caller for you, Bo.
No doubt.
Hold on. Caller, state your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Kia from New Jersey.
Hello,
what's up, Kia?
Kia
from New Jersey.
Hi, guys. Go show some love and support to you.
No doubt. Thank you.
I caught the tail end about a book. I'm like, you writing a book?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm like, a book? I said, you know what? When your name, when I hear your name and I think about this this post you post about something you post about your on your page, you was talking about something about every day I push myself to the max, and I guess you went like, and I realized how strong I get. You know, I remember that about you. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly in verbatim. I know from the beginning you said every day I push myself to the max, and you know something about
every night.
Then I realized how stronger I get. I remember you posted something like that, and that's good. One thing about me, I remember key things about a person, especially when you can impact somebody else and say something, I will remember. I remember you put something out there. It may not be the right words I just said, but I know you said something like that.
No, definitely. You got it just about right. I remember the post, and I appreciate that. You know, times like this, I mean, I'm rambling right now, but it's because you got me nervous, you know. You know, when somebody call in and be like, yo, bro, you did something that I remember from months ago, you said something that I remember.
I read a lot of stuff and I read. And some stuff, you know, you're like, wow, you know, I wish him nothing but best success because, you know what, he's trying, he's doing what he needs to do, he's staying positive. And, you know, it will stay with me because that's just an impact. I remember you spoke that somewhere, but I mean, I said it the right way how you said it, but I remember you said something about that. You know, leading up to your struggles, and every day and every night it gets better. You know, and it's gonna get that way because we all gonna have our at nighttime and you know our struggles. But when you quickly say it, I get stronger.
Every day I push myself to the limit, and every night I realize I was stronger than I thought I was.
Yeah, I was almost close. I knew it was something like that.
I thought you were.
I remember something like that. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, and get that book out. I got to see what that book is about.
You're going to love it.
Start getting that book out so I can start reading it.
You're
going to
love it. gonna love it. It's coming, baby.
Yeah, okay, but just wanted to call and show you some love and support. You know, wishing you nothing but success as you walk this daily life.
No
Keep
doubt,
doing what
no
you're
doubt.
Doing.
Yeah, hit me on Facebook or whatever so I can show you this is the real me, baby.
No, you don't need to show. You one thing. Sometimes people don't need to show somebody. You know, you automatically know in how they, you know, when they talk and how they,
okay.
they portray themselves. Portray themselves. You know, I'm not all about you. I'm not all about that show stuff. You know, you automatically know how somebody is, how real somebody is by the way they portray themselves and how the message they give out. Everybody know. And one thing about me, I am not about nonsense. You ain't got it. Nobody got to show me nothing.
No doubt.
It ain't gotta show me nothing. It gonna show automatically later on. So you ain't got nobody gotta show me nothing. So that's just how I am. But I commit.
Yeah.
That's just me. You nobody gotta show me nothing.
That's
it will show. Your daily walk and how you walk really shows. And you can be you never know how impact you can be on somebody else's life. Who may be struggling or whatsoever. So that's the impact about showing somebody something. They automatically know you. People that know you automatically know you. You don't have to show them.
No doubt.
So, what? Just wanted to call in, give you a little shout out. Much love, much respect to you and your work as you continue this daily, you know, this daily walk.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks, Rich.
All right, Kia. Yeah, so, Bo, now let me ask you, do you have any videos out of anything that you want people to know about that they can take a look at, you know?
BoBostic.com. The spelling of my name, BoBostic.com. BeauBostic. BoBostic.com. All my videos, all the where to get the music at, everything. Major, it's happening with me. You can go there.
Wow.
Man. Everything, man.
Wow.
Rich, man. You're getting some calls in the day, man. It's
coming
to a special night, man.
Yeah. And I've been off the air for a while now. You know, a little under the weather. I ain't been doing a Friday show. You know, the Monday show, you know, I have to be coming on, but, like, to sit back and we got to do a Friday show, I haven't been in a while. I've been a little under the weather. So it was like,
nah, it's
man,
quite right. God bless you, man. God bless you. Just got your health back. You're definitely one of those people in my life that when the phone stop ringing and I be sitting here and I be like, man, that shit ain't going to work for me. The phone is ringing, Rich is like, yo, Bo, I thought about you. I spoke to this guy. Yo, Bo, listen. And I'm like, you know what? People are still, they still want me, you know?
No doubt.
So I definitely appreciate that, man. I'm happy you're healthy, man. God bless you.
Yeah, no doubt. Same as you, Bo. But I want you to give them all your info. Let them know where they can hear the song. If they got a body song, let them know I got a body song.
Twitter is Bostic Bo. The Instagram is Bo Bostic. Facebook is Bo Bostic. My home site is BoBostic.com. Anywhere you buy music, I'm there. iTunes, Amazon, MySpace Music, Google. Anywhere you buy music, I'm there. Also, shout out to iHeartRadio. I am now an artist that's on iHeartRadio as well.
Mm. All right.
So you know, I'm definitely proud of that. You know, it's cliche, but if you put my name in Google, you'll find some stuff, man. Hot 97 to the next one. The Notorious Showcase that I took place, first place in. GQ Palace Radio Interviews. You know,
no doubt. I'm still waiting for my drop, yo. I'm still waiting for my drop.
I don't got drops
from everybody. I'm you the main one who I'm waiting for a drop from, too, as well. You know? I'm like, what's up?
I got you, man. We're going to do it. You're going to have to give me the
phone
line, though. We're going to do it.
Yeah,
I
no
got
doubt.
A whole lot.
You know both.
I got a whole lot of.
You got a whole lot of what?
I was saying I got a list of features and drops on the list, man. You at the top of the list, man. I got to do it, man.
Yeah, I got to do it, man. No doubt.
Yo,
Bo, I'm definitely going to talk anyway because I'm thinking about it because, you know, there's a little spot called the 2020 Club. And, you know, the owner gave me permission, you know, to do certain things.
So we definitely going to talk about that, yo.
Yeah,
it's a nice spot. That's why I got it hooked up for Curtisville birthday party and everything with B. Montgomery and all that. So we going to talk. We going to talk up the line. We going to talk.
No doubt. I'll let you know when I come back to New York, man. I'm going to be coming back in like a month or two. And I'll let you know we set them up for that weekend or something like that, that Friday. I'll come out and set that stage on fire. We could promote it right, you know, if we know an event.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk, you know. We definitely going to make it happen. Ain't no question.
Yo, shout out to all, everybody. You know, we still got some time. We're getting off right now. Or 8:30.
Nah, yeah, we're going to get off in a minute. But you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Do what you do. You know how we do.
No doubt, baby. No doubt, baby. Yo, man, I'm having a great time, man. I might have to send you another chat quick, fast, so we can throw it on. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, how fast can you send it? Send me a track right now. We'll play it right now. Send me a track right now. I got enough time where we can play the track and all that, put it down, you know what I mean? Let people hear it because we've played the three tracks already. We played Tonight, The Vent, and Thank You, Father. You know, Barbara callers had called in. I don't know if they heard the other ones, but I want to hear something new right now just to show them how we do in this year. So you send me that track right now. We're going to play it before we end this show. Ain't no question
about
it.
You're going
to
have
it. If you can send it to me.
I'm going to send you another silk joint because that's my man. He called in. This joint, I blew his mind with. He was sleeping on me. I won't say he was sleeping on me. But he ain't know it was coming like this. You know what I'm saying? He ain't know it was like this when you said this to me. That's all I wait for you. What's that?
Now, you say all your songs is about life, but how do you come about the fact of just like, you know, all right, I'm going to write about this song right here, like The Vent, you know. What was Tonight with Simple. Am I saying his name right, man?
Yeah, you saying it right. Simple, let me see, you saying it right.
Simple, all right. Yeah,
Simple
yeah, yeah.
kind of, Simple is one of the, matter of fact, he might be the only artist that, in all of my songs, he might be the only artist that have led the song. Simple led that song. He sent me the track with the concept and the hook in it like that. So I followed him on that, which is the first time. Normally, I'm very like rigid with that. I'm like, I want to do this. I want to do it my way. You know what I'm saying? Normally, it's like that with me. But he's the first person that he sent the track, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to follow this. You know, he sent it over tonight, and I just followed it. I just followed that. You know?
He sent you the hook first, and then you followed it on that.
Yeah, he sent me the beat and the hook. Everything, he had done his part first. I told you, like, he had it in his pocket already. You know what I'm saying? He had done everything. It was all set when he said, I'm like, oh, he's done. He went, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, let me know when you're done. I was like, all right. So that was that.
Wow.
But the vent, I'm always, with the vent, I'm always in that space. That's where I live. You know, that space right between my heart and my brain is where I live. You know what I'm saying? I spend all my time thinking about life and where I'm at and where I want to be and how I can work harder, how I can get better, all my goals. So the vent is a snapshot of where I'm at. Tonight, and the song I just sent you, Bo, 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 those tracks are something where I'm trying to have a little more fun with my music. I want to hear what you think about Bo, Bo, Bo. Because that's a little different what you're
saying. Okay. I'm going to show you how fast we do this because I got it already.
Okay, I told you how I do things, baby. I told you how I do things,
So, you know, we definitely going to get into that. And it's called Bo, Bo, Bo.
Yep.
Now,
you got
it. How do you come up with your titles? That's the main thing. Because what was the last title? What was the name of it? Your sister had called in last time you was on. She was like, I love that track. And she got on. She was like, yeah, that's my track. I'm like, oh, okay.
I had my sister on the song This Is My Life off my first album. She's singing on that track. That might have been it. You know, I'm not sure.
Because I know it was something like you was talking about Brooklyn.
Queens.
You talking about who he think he is? The song I did in Queens.
There you go.
At the performance.
Who
yeah,
he think he is?
Yo, man, you can't stand that to her when I sing that song.
That's what she. That song right there.
Yeah, man, yo, you can't stand, when I sing that song, when I'm rapping that song, you can't stand next to her, man. She get hype, man, you can't stand next to her. Yeah, man, she likes that track, you're right, you remember that. Yeah, she
yeah,
loved that song.
Yo.
Yeah, she loved that
because
song.
Because she was just going like, she was like, this is it right here, and she was like, she just... It was like, move out my way. I'm coming through. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, man. Anytime she's in the crowd, I make her sit back. I make her get like two, a row or two back when I'm performing. Because if she in the front row or something when I'm performing, everybody starts paying attention to her. She starts swinging her arms, rapping all the lyrics and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, I start paying attention to her. So I'm like, yo, back up. She's stressing me when I'm on stage. Yeah, she loved that song, man. She was there when I made it, man. Well, she was there when I made all my tracks. But yeah, she loved that song, man.
And it's good that you have a lot of supporters. That's the main thing. You know,
yeah,
sometimes you got people that be like, you know, want to support, but they think, oh, he's getting up there. He's going to be like itty and such and such. So I'm going to stay by him. You know what I mean?
Right. All the people who support me now, I don't have no hit record. I'm not famous. All the people who support me now, they really there, you know. These are the same people that be like, yo, if you're tired, you get caught in the flat, you want me to come pick you up? You know, the people who support me, they don't support the rapper. They support Bo Bostic, the person. And I appreciate that.
Exactly.
When I knocked on Silk Door and told him I wanted to rap, and he took me in, if I told him I wanted to play basketball, he would have been like, all right, let's go Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Because of the person, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, Bo, well, we can ready to get into this Bo. I told you
let's
do
it. I ain't going to introduce it. Let's get right to it.
All right. So let's get right to it.
I have
Wait
fun
a minute.
This track, and I ain't going front, man. I had a lot of fun making this track. It was different from what I'm used to. I had some fun, man. I came out swinging, baby.
So, and who produced this track?
That's Silk track, man. He got like three joints on my new album, man. He told me straight up. He was like, yo, I missed my opportunity on the first album because he kind of brushed me off. But he was like, yo, when this next album comes, I got something for you. And he hit me with like three tracks, man. So,
you seem like a hard, cool brother. All right,
yeah,
well, you know what?
100%.
We definitely going to get into it right now. This is my
no
man, Bo Bastic.
Bo,
let's make it happen.
Radio. This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Still B on the track. I'm feeling right now. It's your man Bo Bostic. You know, I'm running this shit right now, man. I be living my life, man. Brooklyn, Tampa, Florida. Even when it's raining, I'm somewhere shining. I'm on vacation or I'm somewhere grinding. Now you can see me in the hood or see me with the palm trees. See me on a jet ski or cruising in my car, B. Now I'm on a big boat, cruising out the country. Everywhere the kid go, everybody love me. Cayman Islands, then I'm off to Mexico. They say I'm wild and I don't know where I'm next to go. When I'm in the street, they say that I'm next to blow. Looking for the heat? Well, get next to bowl. Something you gotta feel, everybody in the hood like, that boy real, that boy good. I do it without a deal, y'all do it without the real. Coming for me, young boys gotta chill. Salute my man because the track is cooking. That's a banging beat, Silk, good luck. Now when they talk about who hot, bo bo bo, who got the game on lock, bo bo bo, who want ladies on the rug, bo bo bo, who hit it popping in the club, bo bo bo, who be all over the map, bo bo bo, red hook on his back, bo bo bo, one man gang, bo bo bo, what's my motherfucking name, bo bo bo. Living
Florida, but the boy from the east. I'm getting all chunky, I'm turning into a beast. Keep it 100, I never ever switch. All around the world, Red Hook in his bitch. Now I'm in Tampa, but the boy still cooking. New score on deck, Paul Pierce in Brooklyn. Do my thing anywhere, so what they gonna tell, bro? Pump fake, jab step, I'm good from the elbow. Anybody guarding me, that's a long knife form. All the ladies love me, got the long pipe form. And a good heart, extraordinary dude. I mean, look around, I ain't no ordinary dude. Just the facts, I mean, proof is proof. Every time they rap, they outside the truth. I be all over the map and they love what I'm giving. Let the talkers talk, man, I'm out here living. Now when they talk about who hot, boom, boom, boom. Who got the game on lock, boom, boom, boom. Who all the ladies wanna rub, boom, boom, boom. Who get it poppin' in the club, boom, boom, boom. Who be all over the map, boom, boom, boom. Red Hook on his back, boom, boom, boom. One man gang, boom, boom, boom. What's my motherfucking name, boom, boom, boom. Rush out the country, they say I'm wildin'. Cause every time they look, I'm on a brand new island. The guard, they wanna be him, too far, they can't see him. But you know my style, baby, carpe diem. Ladies wanna touch, stop and stare. But I'm chill, baby girl, my girl is here. As far as competition, I'm sweeping them up. I can't hear him out the country, speak up. I'm grande papo, I'm a sharky with tuna. Un jefe guapo, I'm the big kahuna. One man gang, you cross him, you die. Roll up on you like demon, throw my puta. For the G's, so if you a joker, siéntate, cállate la boca. One man gang, so they put me in the ditch. Shout out to the hook, and I'm out this bitch. Now when they talk about who hot, boom, boom, boom. Who got the game on lock, boom, boom, boom. Who all the ladies on the rug, boom, boom, boom. Who hit it poppin' in the club, boom, boom, boom. Who be all over the map, boom, boom, boom. Red Hook on his back, boom, boom, boom. One man gang, boom, boom, boom. What's my motherfucking name, boom, boom, boom. Now when they talk about who hot, boom, boom, boom. Who got the game on lock, boom, boom, boom. Who all the ladies on the rug, boom, boom, boom. Who hit it poppin' in the club, boom, boom, boom. Who be all over the map, boom, boom, boom. Red Hook on his back, boom, boom, boom. One man gang, boom, boom, boom. What's my motherfucking name, boom, boom, boom.
Yo, I'm feeling that joint right there, fam. I'm feeling that.
Come on, baby.
That's that straight up driving, club banging. Yeah, Bo.
Yeah, that's Bo, Bo, Bo.
You're definitely doing it. Yeah, we're going to make something happen. I know I say no, but I'm starting to get to that point. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about it.
That's a banging beat. Still, good looking.
Yeah, yeah, he's sick with it. He's definitely sick with it. Ain't no question about it.
No doubt, no doubt. I have fucked real rich, man. I touched base.
Yo, Bo, you know,
album, and now this album, man. I'm a friend of the show. I'm a family of the show. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it.
No doubt. And you know, you definitely gonna make something happen. I've got to talk to my man about the 2020. But, you know, it's always, always an honor having you on. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime. No questions asked. No questions
asked at all. Next time I come back, man, hopefully I got that book ready. And we're just talking about Bo Boss, the first-time author. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
next time
I touch base.
Yeah, you know. But, I mean, we're going to touch bases before then anyway. We're definitely going to touch bases before anyway. Anything, but yeah, you talk about the show. Yeah, we definitely want to do that on the book, but I got some things coming working.
Nobody else calling, man. It's been an honor, man. If I could see you right now, you're pounding a bear hug, man.
Well, they missing it.
No doubt, man. If you want to call in and press one, now is the time before we leave the air. I appreciate everybody who did talk to me. I love you back.
No doubt. And you know, Bo, you're welcome anytime. Yo, we definitely going to be rotating the tracks because, you know, on Mondays is UAR. And, you know, on Wednesdays we place the tracks here and there, on Thursdays and on Fridays. So,
no doubt. Just mix it up. Don't play the vent 100 times. That's all. Just mix it up.
You know me. You know. I ain't going to lie. We did the CD. I'm trying to think of a way to, how can I put it on? But we already... We already got the names and stuff on all that down already.
So I like that. I'm trying to think of a way, like, man, how can I, like, put this on, yo? But you're going to see, that's going to be my theme music right there. Right there.
That's yeah, man, a lot of people like that.
Right. It's going to be like, all right, you know what? My man Bo right here. Let me throw this on.
No doubt, man. I'm on it, man. I'm gonna be in a couple months. In a couple months, you're gonna see about two or three videos of everything go according to plan. Give people a different look, you know. Give people a different look, a new fresh look.
All right, no doubt, no doubt.
All right, man.
No doubt. Yo, Bo, I want to thank you once again. You know, it's always an honor having you on, yo. And you know, you're welcome back anytime. And you call the Diva Squad. You know how they do, so. They're going to be waiting for you. I'm going to let you know. They're going to be waiting for you. Girls, don't play.
That's the Diva Squad. I might have to call up and get a little segment going with the Diva Squad, get a little segment jumping for a half an hour or something. But, nah, man, I love it too, man.
No doubt. All right, this
is the end of it. Everybody, thank you for calling in. GQ Palace Radio. All right, Rich. I'll let you.
All right, Bo. Good looking, baby. Bo Bostic, Donny Diva. Well, that's the end of our show for tonight. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank all the guests. But most of all, I got to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Shout out to my man, Bo Bostic. He's definitely doing his thing. And for everybody that's tuned in and still listening, I apologize again for Keith KC. He'll be on next weekend from Rex in Effect from 8 to 9 p.m. As far as we talked about with the Diva Squad, you could catch them on Wednesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. with the Diva Squad. Angie, Rachel, and T discussing their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and up-and-coming artists. That's 8 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday. Same number, same link. As well as Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin. From 8 to 10 p.m., giving you that truth to the matter feedback and letting you know what's going on in the world of news today. And on Fridays, you know you're here with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. Next weekend, you know I have, once again, Keith KC from Rex and Effects. We have a lot of artists that come on in the industry on Fridays as well. We have people like the OJs, the Manhattans, and so on, so on. Look up GQ Palace. G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Then on Sundays, we have Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina Polite from 7 to 9 p.m. as she brings you the most powerful evangelists, elders, pastors, and ministers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give their testimony as well. Then right after her, from 9 to 10, we have Crossroad Temple with Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter as he interviews up-and-coming gospel artists and hip-hop gospel artists. Then on Mondays, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, from 8 to 10 p.m., where we play nothing but the hottest up-and-coming artists, exclusive tracks by some of the biggest names in the music industry as well, from 8 to 10 p.m. Then on Tuesdays, we have a new segment. It's called Love Sensation, where we play nothing but slow jams from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm talking about from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and new millenniums. Nothing but the slow jams where you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the music with your loved one, or just grab that champagne or whatever you want to drink, glass of water, sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Also, once again, back to school time. Yeah, it's back to school time. So make sure you get in with your kids with those books. Make sure they hit those books hard, because life is nothing to play with. Also want to give a rest in peace to Joan Rivers. She's gone but never forgotten. She was, I believe she was 81 years old. They're trying to say her death wasn't an accident, but I was also informed that she knew about the surgery, you know. But now, let's put it like this. She's with the man above, and there's no more hurting, no more pain, you know. That's it for tonight's show. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. I'm your host for tonight, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. You know what I'm going to do? Like I told my man Bo, I'm going to leave out with the bank, because this joint right here is fire. I'm out of here. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
It's butter, baby, butter, baby, butter, baby, 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 baby,
GQ Palace Radio. If you want to be in the end, want to get it done right, you better listen to GQ Palace Radio on Friday.
To the lava pit, riding with no music, thinking about the homies locked up and going through it. Wars in the street, the stripes I earn, jewels that I caught, lessons I learned. Every day's a struggle, but I'm making it through. The light bill coming, the rent due. I've been down with Sprint since 2002. Over a couple dollars, they acting like I'm new. Got people when I was up, they never needed a cent. The hard times came, they treated me like Sprint. One man gang, I mean pardon my tone, but the Audi seats five and I'm riding alone. The women ain't loyal, the dudes is fake. My pops getting old and I'm living out of state. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. When Silk bring the hook in, just try to feel me. Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the bed. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here, life goes on. Special kind of dude to go and get it alone. In the ride, on the road, getting it on his own. I'm trying not to slack, I'm too focused to crack. So I'm out here, trying to keep my budget in the black. Sticking to my morals, won't abandon my principles. Aligned properly, I'm damn near invincible. Fixed the relationship with me and my mom. On the phone for hours, making up for lost time. Past few years, wish I could explain it. Work I put in, the tears I tasted. The ups and the downs, the valleys and peaks. People see me online and think that it's all sweet. Family see the fame and call me up tripping. I won't say their name because I know they listening. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song. Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on.
Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song.
Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on. 2010, Jones got me through my tears. 2011, the album drops, I'm here. All through the tri-state, doing my thing. Got the whole hood talking about one man gang. 2012, I thought I would get it popping. I signed to a label that I ended up dropping. From the hook, we're pop, so I had to do it. Cause what I won't ever let him do is fuck with the music. Me and Pyro Tracks, we worked like crazy. My project went flat, I cried like a baby. In the kitchen with my sister, tears in my eyes. I wanted to quit rap, but somehow I rise. 2013, the album's in the oven. I started doing movies, the book is coming. I took this time out to give y'all the real me. I speak from the heart, I'm just hoping y'all feel me.
Everybody knows that I speak from the heart. I put my spirit in the paper, my soul in the pen. I speak without fear, I put my life in a song.
Through it all, I'm still here. Life goes on.
It's butter, baby!